Good morning, Rabboisai! Lilu nishmasim imiro sirusmas Mordechai. For Shleim and for Aliza Tova Bas Esther Grona, Gusil Moshe Ben Sarah Pechaz Eliyahu Ben Nechemya Tilya, Simcha Aliza Bas Klor Yehuda Yosef and Rivka Esther. Sponsored by Yochanan Itzkowitz, in memory of a Bochur, Reb Shmuel Ben Mordechai Zuchorin Lebracha Shmuley Silverberg, who was tragically taken from us yesterday in front of his yeshiva in Denver. May today's learning be a schus for Zinshama. Thank you, Yochanan. Beautiful. Here's an email from, first of all, I wanted to show you this unbelievable picture. According to Mark Ashkenazi, this was the most shocking of all the shiurim we had. This was Motzei Shabbos, almost the last minute kind of thing. I think Friday we weren't even sure where, how, when. And over 100 people showed up in the Five Towns first year. Unbelievable. Yeah, I think it was one of the big highlights. That and Lakewood. Lakewood is a big shocker. I'm not putting any else down, but in terms of shocking, that was a big shocker. Miami was a little bit of a shock. The kids are... here's a genius, a guy that's Marsh. I love these. Here's about Kishrim. Just wanted to point out that this, that you forgot your phone in America, is such a Musr lesson for all of us. Because in today's world, people are so attracted to the phones that if there's one thing that they won't forget is their phone. But by you forgetting it, shows where your ikker focus is, which is Torah, Givaldik. What a... Mamish, I didn't think of it. Givaldik. I got my phone back. Rabbi said, don't worry about it. I got it back. Baruch Hashem, it's back. It's... I was relieved. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to speak to anybody. It's unbelievable. It's Givaldik a vacation. So excited to finish the parak with you today, Yemir Hashem, my first full one since I started with you. Shokoyach, Simcha, Shmuel, Solomon, thank you, Simcha. Geschmack to be a Yid, it says over here. I've been meaning to reach out to you for a little bit, just hasn't worked. My name is Evan, I'm 25 years old, currently learning in Eish HaTorah in Yerushalayim, Baal Tshuva from Westchester, New York. Got a whole story, but not for this email. I listen to Meaningful People podcasts, having no clue who you are, along with having seen an advertisement on Yeshiva News, coincided right around the time my grandfather passed away. I decided to start up Sukkah in his honor. Doing the daf kept me in consistent seder while back in New York for Ben Azmanim, and I've really come to appreciate all the amazing work that you do. It is remarkable to see how much Torah you learn. You guys see me all different backgrounds, with all different exposures and feelings towards Gemara. I appreciate being able to be part of what feels like the Jewish world, hearing all of the different communities, though I've been exposed to very few. Hashem aligned so much to make this a Masechta. I started learning the daf. As I mentioned, father's passed away right around the start of Masechta. On top of my father passed away from ALS a few weeks after Sukkot 2018. Well, that was his grandfather's father. That year was my second year celebrating Sukkot. Bekitzur, if his father was not observant, but his last mitzvah that he did was shaking the lulav and esrog. With his help, I'm grateful to have been part of this journey with the Chabura. It's very special. I feel the warmth of who you are, and every so often, when an email sponsorship can get you a little emotional, and it's a powerful thing to send when you care. Okay, now that Yeshiva is back in the grind, this is the sad part, Rabbi Sai. Somebody needs to reach out to him. Now that Yeshiva is back in the grind, I don't think I'll be continuing with the shir after Sukkah. Oy vavoy. Time-wise just makes me have to rush and the learning doesn't feel strong enough on my side. So this seal I plan to celebrate with a full heart for my father and for my grandfather. Thank you for helping me make it possible. I look forward to finishing up the Masechta with all of you. You should be blessed and continue to grow this year. Bring the beauty of Gemara and learning to all Jews all over the world. You and your wife and your kids, who I'm sure have to sacrifice to make this all possible, should be blessed with a healthy physical and spiritual life. Amen. To continue to grow and developing an authentic relationship with Hashem, and all your prayers should be heard and answered. Would love to come for a Shabbos. Evan Hendel, Yishkoyach Evan, absolutely, just reach out. Daf Burma, all those seminary people and Bacharim. There's we have room. We have on Shabbos and we have Bacharim. With Shabbos Bacharim, Shabbos girls. So Daf Burma. How you doing, Shmuley Bernhardt? Shalom Aleichem. Long time no see. Rabbi Isai, it's only 14 days to the Siyum. 14 days. 2 weeks. Bezer Hashem, Thursday, I believe, is the Siyum. Wednesday, Thursday, something like that. Wednesday, I think. Wednesday is the same, I'm not even sure. So here we are, Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis, on the bottom. So the question is, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't bring a lulav to shul, we don't check a lulav. Am I? Why not? Tiltul ba'almahu. We're talking about muktzah here. Muktzah, a stone, something that has no value, something that's not a kli, a piece of wood. What's a lulav? A lulav doesn't have much value. Arava, in terms, if it was the middle of a regular Shabbos during the year, it's nothing, it's not a kli. So it's only muktzah. Velitchi Shabbos. How could a isser of muktzah, the Rabbanan, push off the chiyuv d'oraisa of a lulav? Omarabba, the famous concept, gzeira shemo yitleno biyodoi v'yelech yitzelboki lilmoit. V'yavireno arba amois b'shus harabim. So the concern is that somebody, especially if you daven nusach svard, here's a raya to nusach svard. It's so complicated, you have to go ask a rabbi how to do it. So you go ask how to make a bracha, how to shake the lulav, all the things. Like I mentioned once, I'll mention again. Maybe I didn't mention it correctly. I looked in the Mishnah Berurah again, so maybe I said it wrong. As you go forward, at the end, you go like this, a shake, come back, a shake. You do this three times. Shake over there, shake over here. It's funny, the Mishnah Berurah says, be careful, don't shake like a madman because you're going to break the tumas. Be careful how you shake. Okay, so you do a little shake. But you might go ask somebody, V'yavireno, Dal Amos. So the concern is, you're going to walk four Amos in Rosh Hashanah, or you're going to take it from Rosh Hashanah to from your house into Rosh Hashanah, which is not as common, says Rashi. Four Amos in Rosh Hashanah. V'hainu taimo de shofar. That's the exact reason why we don't blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. It's important to mention the nays. Last year, during COVID, so we were concerned, we made a small, tiny minyan in MDY, 10 people, 11 people, and we needed a balkaira, we needed a baltakeya, so nobody could blow. I said, well, I once blew an elul for Ludovic Shamiri, once in my life. So, okay, I became the official baltakeya. And believe it or not, I mean, the Menachem HaTeh says, who said that it's true, but I did not make a single mistake. As far as I know, like it could be the whole thing was a mistake, but the tekiyas came out, the truas, everything straight from beginning to end. It was literally a nes nigla. If I tried it again, it would never happen. Okay, shofar. Shofar, you don't blow on Shabbos. V'hainu taima de Megillah. And that's why we don't lay the Megillah on Purim that falls out on Shabbos. There's a beautiful shiloh here. What happens if a person goes ahead and shakes a lulav on Shabbos? He doesn't care about takanas chachamim. Was he yaita? Did chachamim uproot the mitzvah completely? Or they say you shouldn't do it? What's the nafkimina? Do you make a brach on the second day? Could he say shechiyanu? If they uprooted the mitzvah completely, he wasn't yaita at all. If he was yaita, then he shouldn't make a brach on the second day. So believe it or not, a lot of poskim can say that he was yaita. And it's a whole nice nidain. Why? Because as we're going to see, there's a major question here that Rashi brings up. How could Chachamim say, don't do a mitzvah that's in the Torah? Torah says you should shake a lulav on Shabbos. And then, no, you don't shake a lulav on Shabbos because you might come to walk in Rosh Hashanah. They could be oiker a mitzvah d'oraisa. They could uproot a mitzvah. So Rashi answers, like the Gemara says, the Gemara already asked this question, Menachas. The answer is because Chachamim just said, don't do the mitzvah. They didn't uproot the mitzvah. They didn't say, do something against the Torah. They said, just sit at home, don't shake a lulav. Oh. So Chachamim don't have the right to uproot the mitzvah. So a lot of places can say, they didn't uproot the mitzvah. So if you did the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So then you don't have to do it the next day. You don't have to say the bracha the next day. But others point out the tosis that we mentioned in this Masechta, that is, that if a person sits in a small sukkah and his table is inside the house, the Gemara says, we have to be geyser, he shouldn't sit like that. And if he sits, he's not yoytza the mitzvah, says tosis, he's not yoytza at all. So over there you see that they uprooted a mitzvah. Okay, there's a whole beautiful nidan over here. Says the Gemara, yachi yoim rishayinami. So let's uproot, let's say, that you should not shake a lulav on the first day of Yontif. If first day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we do shake a lulav. Why is that? Well, not us. We're going to go get to us and what happens in our day. Rishon hotakinule rabbanon bebeisoi. If you look at the end of the Mishnah yesterday, the last words we said yesterday, there was a big fight. Oh, I had a lot of charoto because I found a great picture. I found it because I actually made it myself. Here, in the Beis Hamikdash, the mamash went to war with the lulavim. It became dangerous. Became dangerous. That was the end of the Mishnah. So they said, you know what? You're putting yourself in sakana. Just go ahead and shake it at home. Don't even bring it to shul. So there was no concern that people are going to schlep their lulav outside into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Amos. They know. They have a sign here. Stay at home. Shake it at home. Says Gemara, okay, that was later on, a different generation when they made a takana. What happened all the years beforehand where they used to shake a lulav on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? What happened then? How come we're not concerned they're going to walk 4 hours? Michael Lemema, Ella, reshowing the Isay Menat Toyer Bigvulin, Loigozru Burabonon. So, the pshat is like this. You hear Rabbi Isai, Rishoy, the first day is so chashav and so chamer. It's so important. Why? Because it pushes off even outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo gozru b'rabbanon. Hanuch, the lesson of Torah of Bigvulin, gozru b'rabbanon. But the other days that is not Minat Torah outside of Yerushalayim, so Rabbanon made a gzeirah. As the Gemari, Hachi, Hoyinanami, today, how come a lulav doesn't push off Shabbos? If it's so chashiv, so chomer, that you're supposed to do it everywhere, so it's push off Shabbos. Hoyinanami. Says the Gemara, Anan lo yedinon bikibud yarcha. So, going back a step. Since it was so chomer, Rabbanon were geyser even in the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, and that's where Rashi comes and says this whole thing. How could it be oikir, something d'oraisa? Anyway, anan lo yedinu b'kibud yarcha. So we're going to mention this a few times. A couple of times, I should say. Very, very simple. Here's a calendar. I just grabbed a random month. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have a calendar. So they would make Rosh Chodesh based on Eidim, on testimony, when they saw the moon, the new moon. So a month, Elul, could either be 29 days, and if they see the moon here, this becomes Rosh Chodesh, the blue, or the month, the previous month, could be 30 days. And if they see the moon over here, they testify and Rosh Chodesh becomes Aleph. The issue is, and this explains, we're going to understand a lot better today why it is that my wife wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. Her main reason is because you don't have 2 days Yontif here in Eretz Yisrael. For that alone, it's worth for her to live here for 365 days in a 2,000 square foot home instead of a 12. It's not to have 2 days Yontif. Okay, great. So, well, that's what she says. If you live in Bavel, you live in Iraq, you don't have a cell phone, you don't have a tractor, you don't have a 4x4 vehicle, how long does it take to get for a human being to traverse from Israel to Iraq on a donkey? It takes more than 15 days. So the people in Bavel, they weren't sure, is Rosh Chodesh in the blue circle or Rosh Chodesh is in the red circle? It could only be one of these two, because they knew what the previous month was, because it took less than 30 days. But they didn't know what the coming month is. And if Rosh Chodesh is in the red circle here, so Yontif on the Tesvav falls out over here. But if Rosh Chodesh is in the blue circle over here, so Yontif falls out on Yudalit over here. So which day is Yontif? We don't know. So we have to keep 2 days Yontif. So Anan, in Bavel, they didn't know where Rosh Chodesh is. Inu. So therefore, they can't push off. Because maybe you're not doing the first day of Yontif. Today is Shabbos. So if today is Shabbos, the Torah says you should shake a lulav on Shabbos. But maybe today's Shabbos is the second day of Yontif. Maybe Yontif happened in the blue. And now you're on a random day. You're not on. It's not the first day of Yontif today. You don't know. So you can't push off Shabbos. As the Gemara, Inu, the other people of the Yarcha, Litchu, but we live in Eretz Yisrael. We know when they saw the moon, to get from Yerushalayim to every place in Eretz Yisrael is a few days. And everybody in Eretz Yisrael knows when Yontif is going to be. By Tezvav, by the 15th of the month, everybody knows already. Enochanami, you're right. So it does push off. The Tani Chada, and I'll prove it to you. Because yesterday we had in our Mishnah, it says the Lashon in the Mishnah that everybody brings the Lulav to Harabayis. Remember, in Harabayis, they had a bus stop, they had an overhang, they had a bench. Harabayis. V'tanya, idoch. And we learned that Daf Mem Aleph, just one daf ago, Lebeis HaKnesses. Everybody would bring the Lulav to the Shul. What's the difference? Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses. Why the different language? The answer is, you bring it to Harabayis because it's a Beis HaMikdash. There's somewhere to bring it to. The other Mishnah that says about a shul is because we're talking about there's no Beis HaMikdash. And even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but we're in Eretz Yisrael, it pushes off Shabbos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. So in Eretz Yisrael, we push off Shabbos for now. This is what Gemara understands now. I'll tell you that if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, we do not shake a lulav in shul on Shabbos. But over here, the Gemara says we do. We have two Mishnayos that say there's a difference between even bizman she'im b'samidash kayim in Eretz Yisrael, you bring your lulav to shul. Shema amino. This menatari b'gvul menola. How do you know that Yontif Rishon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Zechiv de Raisa, you have to push us off everything. The Sanyu lekachtem, shtei lekicho biyad kol echad ve'echad. So, let me just show you real quickly. This is the original chart I used a few days ago. Ulekachtem lechem biyoy marishon. I was thinking to myself, how do I get five drushes in there? Baruch Hashem, great idea. Well, here we go. Very nice. This hey is a lima by itself. So Gemara says like this. Each and every individual has to bring a lulav. It's not one lulav for all of Klal Yisrael. Everybody brings a lulav. Lochem cannot be stolen. It cannot be borrowed. It has to be yours. We discussed this. Matana manas lahachzir, shma matana. Bayoim. It doesn't say what day, any day, even on Shabbos. Ha. Ha is an exclusion. Ha Rishon, the first day, means only the first day of Yontif pushes off Shabbos. Rishon, here we are, right here, this is what we want to know. Rishon, Gvulin, outside of Yerushalayim, also has the same halacha. Says the Gemara, Ulekachtem, Shidehei Lekicho Biyad Kolecha Ve'echa. Zoom thing, okay, right over here. Lochem, from the word lochem, mishalochem, it should be used, yours. Lohoitzi is a shol ve'es a gozel, to exclude a borrowed and a stolen lulav. Big tzaddik, he steals a lulav to do a mitzvah. No. Bayoim, says Rashi, it's extra. The green word is extra. Why? Because it should say, ulekachtem lochem barishoin, on the first day. What's bayoim harishoin? Bayoim v'afilu v'Shabbos comes to teach us that you shake a lulav even on Shabbos. Rishon, the word Rishon is not extra. Afilu b'gvulim, just it doesn't say Rishon. Doesn't say where do you take the lulav? Doesn't say the place anywhere, even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Harishon, the extra hey milamed, which is hey idea the, and now this is not a ribuy like bayoim. Is extra. Over here, this is a miyot. This is an exclusion. Milamet. Shenidoicha ela yantav harishoim bilvad. The only day that it is, that if Shabbos falls out, here, I made this for a little later, but we can use it now. Why not? Oh, gevaldige stuff. If Shabbos falls out on the first day of Yontif, you take your lulav. If Shabbos falls out on the second, third, fourth day, you do not. It's only when Shabbos falls out on day one. That's what the pasuk over here says. Ha Yontif Rishon. The first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, you push off Shabbos and you shake a lulav. But you do not push off Shabbos on Chol HaMoed. Omer Mar Bar Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Yeah. So we just said, Omer Mar, we just said, Bayoim. We said it's an extra word. Afilu B'Shabbos. You're supposed to shake a lulav even Shabbos. For that, you need a pasuk. Michdi. What is the issue? Tiltu Ba'almahu. We're talking about Muktzah. Muktzah is the Rabbanon, comes later. So, Itzrich Kra L'Mishri Tiltu. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in his Torah an extra word to tell you that in later generations when Chachamim make a Gzeira and they say you shouldn't carry, you shouldn't touch Muktzah, I'm coming to undo what Chachamim are doing in 1,000 years? Can't be. Amarava L'Nitzrucha Elo L'Machshirei Lulav. Amazing. We had the same idea by Bris Milah. When the Torah says perform a mitzvah and you don't have to worry about Shabbos, you go ahead and you shake a lulav on Shabbos. Did the Torah say that you could also cut the lulav on Shabbos? That you can make a saw to cut the lulav on Shabbos? To what point? Machshir mitzvah, anything that's isn't there raisa. You're not allowed to cut a lulav on Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos. It's a deraisa. You're not allowed to tie and bundle up your lulav with the aravos and the adasim. It's a deraisa. It's tying on Shabbos. To tie something to make a knot on Shabbos is a deraisa. So even the machshirei mitzvah, even the side things that help the mitzvah are also mutter. Where do we have this? Same Rebbe Eliezer in Mila. Could you make a knife for the bris Mila? Could you do other things, perform other things that are machshir, not the actual cutting of the bris, but bringing the knife to the shul? L'nitzrucha l'machshirei lulav, v'alib edai tano. It goes according to that one tana, the sanya lulav v'chol machshirov, doichin es ha-shabbos. Not just shaking the lulav, but everything that's around and around the lulav, making the knot for the lulav, is also what the divrei Rebbe Eliezer. My time of the Rebbe Eliezer, what's a svara, makro, bayoim, v'afilu b'shabbos. The Torah, that's why the Torah says, Bayoim. In other words, why is the Torah saying you could shake a lulav on Shabbos? You hear this, Rabbi Isai? Very gevaldic. It can't be that the Torah is saying that you could shake a lulav. There's no isser to shake a lulav. The only isser is the Rabbanon of Muktzah. It's not a Doraisa. So why would the Torah want to undo an isser the Rabbanon? Obviously, the Torah is not saying that you should shake a lulav on Shabbos. The Torah is saying you should make a knot on Shabbos. You should cut the tree. You should cut the lulav itself off the tree on Shabbos. That's what the Torah is saying. That's why there's extra word by Yoy. Rabbanon, hi by Yoy, my Abdullah. But Rabbanon who say that there is. Oh. Yeah. Rabbanon that say that it's Osir to do Machshirim, right? They argue in Eliezer. They say that it's Osir to cut the lulav itself on Yontif, on Shabbos. So hi by Yoy, my Abdullah. Rebbe Eliezer is the one that learns from Bayoim that you could cut a lulav on Shabbos, but they say you're not allowed to. So then what do they do with the extra word Bayoim? When do you shake a lulav? During the daytime. You don't shake a lulav, there's no mitzvah to shake it at night. Once it's nighttime, it's too late. Rebbe Eliezer, Bayoim veloy b'layla menole, and how does he know that you shake a lulav only during the daytime? Nafkelei, m'sevet the kra from the end of the pasuk. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yom. For that we could use that old chart. When we learn it all the way in the beginning, so you see, shivas yomim. Remember this. This is very important because it says it in other places in the Torah. It says by Sukkot, it says by Miluim, shivas yomim, 7 days, yomim days. That's almost the shivas, although it is similar over there, but the yomim. So it says during the day. That's when Usmachtem is referring to the Simcha of bringing a lulav in Esrog. And it says during Yomim, only daytime. Say Rabbanon, guess what? There's another puzzle that has the same exact words. Shivas Yomim. Basukas Teshu. So learn from Sukkah. And Sukkah applies to the nighttime. You're supposed to sleep in a Sukkah at night. Yeah, it has the same words. Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim. Learn from it. Zogdi Gemara. Malal and Yomim Afilo Leilis by. They should skip. Rabbanim Ozim Havamino Leil of Yomim. Yomim is Sukkah. Learn Lula from Sukkah. Malal Yomim Afilo Leilis of Gam Yomim Afilo Leilis. Vesukkah, okay. So Meilo, I have my own thing. Vesukkah Gufimino. How do I know Sukkah you sleep during the nighttime also? Torah Rabbanim Sukkah Station when you eat, you want to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah even if it's after Shkir. The Torah Rabbanim Sukkah Station Shivas Yomim. Yomim Vafilu Leilis. So we learn it. Then it means even night. At the Omer Yomim Filo Leilois, and the Yomim Filo Leilois. Maybe the word Yomim comes to exclude night. It says day. Vidinhu. Nemar Kan Yomim. Vinemar Vilulav Yomim. Malal Yomim Filo Leilois. Afkan Yomim Filo Leilois. We learn it from Lulav now. Oiklach Lederzu. Now we have a problem. You can learn Sukkah. Learn Sukkah from Lulav. And Lulav is during the day. Or you could learn Sukkah from here. From Miluim. Same thing. Shivas Yom, Shivas Yom. What's Miluim? Miluim is when they inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Baruch Hu told Aaron and his sons, stay in the Azara, stay there for 7 straight days. So, by miluim, it's all day and all night. So, mechateisa to learn sukkah from a lulav and say that it's only during the daytime, perhaps learn sukkah from miluim, that's also nighttime. Says Gemara, well, the typical classic Gemara, if you have an option, you could learn sukkah either from lulav or from miluim. So you have to see what sukkah is more similar to. Let's take a look. Near Lemi Daima, who is it similar to? Donim Davar Shemitzvasa Kolayoyim. Midavar Shemitzvasa Kolayoyim. Miluim is all day long. And Sukkah is all day. You eat, sleep, it's things that you do all day. Vayuchiach Davar Shemitzvasa Shahachas. As we mentioned yesterday, when you pick up an esrik for a moment, for a second, you yaitze. That's it. The mitzvah lasts for 1 second. Yes, we go to shul and we shake a lot and we do hoidu and ana. That's all. That's shiori mitzvah, so to speak. Those are the extra stuff that are not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that 1 second. And that's why we flip the esrog upside down. We have a mind not to be yaitza. But the mitzvah only lasts for a second. So meila, sukkah, is a lot more similar to miluim, which is 24-7, or at least 12 hours, compared to the lulav, that's 1 second. Or perhaps, no. There's something else that sukkah is more similar to lulav than to miluim. Darim davar shemitzvasa l'dayros. Midavar shemitzvasa l'dayros. Lulav lasts forever. All the generations have to bring a lulav. So sukkah should be learned out from a lulav, whereas miluim was a one-time deal. Vayuchichu miluim shemitzvasa l'dayros. Tam loimar. And for that, says the Gemara, we're turning to daf mem gimel omud beis. Teishvu, teishvu, l'gzeira shava. We have gzeira shava. Take a look. It says over here, Teshu in green, that's by the Miluim. Upesach Oyel Mayed is the Miluim, but it says the word Teshu. And it says, Basuka is Teshu. So the two greens are Gzir Shava, which we don't make up. It comes from Halacha Mashem Sinai, or Mashem Rabbeinu received it on Har Sinai. And therefore, I compare a Sukkah to Miluim, and Miluim is 24-7, sukkah, the chiyuv to sit in a sukkah, and sleep in a sukkah, 24-7. Nemakan, literally, 24 hours, 7 days. Nemakan teishvu, v'nemar miluim teishvu, malan yom afil leilis, afkan yom afilu leilis. We just turned to the Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group, for all those who need shiduchim refuzin yeshuas, please join tehillim.mindav.com. And by Shlomo Lelazarian, from LA, in honor of Rebelli's wife, Fagi, for the sacrifice, for sacrificing her life in order for Rebelli to prepare the shir. I showed it to my wife. She enjoyed it very much. Yishkoyach Shlomo.
And yes, he claims bar mitzvah.
Ooh. So first of all, we're talking about simchas. Mazel tov, huge mazel tov to Leon Welcher. Leon Welcher made a chasen last night, so tremendous mazel tov. Leon Welcher, I have a lot of akars atayv to him. I was 2 years ago, literally a little over 2 years ago, I was sitting in South Africa in a restaurant, and he walked over to me and he said, Shalom Aleichem, what do you do? I said, a little real estate, but I do this thing called 8 Minute Daf. He says, perfect. I have an app that I developed for Usher Weiss, and I want to give it to you for free. I want to develop for you. He worked on it for months. He has a tech guy, worked on it, and he gifted me this app that many, many people use. So yishkoyach to him. And I have a tremendous hakaras hatov to Yossi Klein, in New York. Person after person after person, I started sukkah. I got a free gemara and started. It was his idea, his initiative. He pushed it. He paid for a lot of it. So tremendous hakaras hatov. And tonight, his son Yontif is having a bar mitzvah, and he should be zoicha to be just as great as his father and more. Arava shiva keitzad. Oh, so now. Going back, we had this beautiful mitzvah. You know, it's interesting. I bet you, I didn't take a poll or anything. I bet you 50% of the people that haven't learned Masechta Sukkah before in their life never even knew there's a concept of Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to walk around the Mizbeach and do Hakafas of the Mizbeach. Now, yeah, you think to yourself, why do we do Hashanahs every day in Sukkahs? Well, it's to commemorate this. But here's the mitzvah. Arava shiva keitzad. How does it work that you have an arava, you bring it even on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says you bring it on Shabbos when? You have to find that Givaldic chart. I had a lot I know from this chart. Where is it? I see it, but I can't get to it. Here it is. This is what the Mishnah says. The arava pushes off Shabbos only if Shabbos falls out on the seventh day of Sukkot. If Shabbos falls out on the sixth, fifth, fourth, even the first, you do not touch an Arava on Shabbos. Whereas the Lulav, it's only if Shabbos falls out on day number one. But if Shabbos falls out on day number seven, you do not touch your Lulav. It doesn't push off Shabbos. So now, the Gemara wants to understand what's going on here. Why? Why is a lulav different than a arava? What's going on here? Arava shiva keitzad. Arava b'shvi my time edach Shabbos. So why does it push off Shabbos? Omer Rabbi Yochanan kedei lefarsim oshi min atar. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Lulav. The reason why we said Lulav pushes off Shabbos is because it's so chomer. Remember? We said Lulav is special. It's also outside of Yerushalayim. But Arava is not outside of Yerushalayim. Arava is only inside the Beis HaMikdash in one spot in the Beis HaMikdash around the Mizbeach. So it's not so chomer. So if it's not so chomer, it doesn't have what the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, that's why it pushes off Shabbos. So then Gemara is asking, so then why does Arava push off Shabbos if it doesn't have that special aspect that it's also outside of Yerushalayim? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kidei lefarsim oshiim min haTorah. People don't know that it exists, this idea. You'll tell somebody there's a Rava in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. I never learned Taf Yomi. And you're going to tell them that it's a Deraisa. What are you, out of your mind? Where does it say in the Torah that you have to take an Rava and walk around the Mizbeach? Well, I'm telling you that's Deraisa. And not only is it Deraisa, pushes off Shabbos. Typically, you can't hold an Arava on Shabbos. I'm telling you, you should do it on Shabbos. Why? Lefarsim. You have to advertise the fact that there's a mitzvah called Arava. Because it's not mefurish in the Torah. For 1,000 points, does anybody remember, and it wasn't so long ago. It was less than 2 weeks ago, I believe. What daf was it? Daf Lamed Gimel. Daf Lamed Gimel, you can look it up, for 1,000 points. How do we know that you bring an Arava in the Beis HaMikdash? So, what man Omer we had was Abishol, we're going to talk about him later on, not today, is that it says in the Pasuk, Arvei, plural. Remember? Arvei, the mitzvah to get an Arava from the creek, from the river that a lot of you are going to do this year. The special Muncy Aravas from the water, whatever. But the other man Omer, Abishol, says Arvei is two. There's two types of Aravas. One goes in your lulav, one is around the Mizbeach. So it's a Deraisa. And the other, the Chachamim, say no, it was a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But the bottom line is, to go around the Mizbeach with the Rava is da'iraisa. Says the Gemara, Yihachi. So you're telling me that this Arava pushes off Shabbos in order to advertise the fact, Yihachi lulav nami litchi, kidei lefarsimoi shumen atayra. Lulav is also not exactly, we're not sure that it's all 7 days. You could say, Rashi explains, who said that this usmachtem, which we discussed many times, Simcha Yontif, we had yesterday even, Shlomim, maybe it's referring to eating meat for 7 days. Who said it means shaking a lulav for 7 days? It's not a mefurish, so if it's not so mefurish, maybe we have to advertise the fact. Says Gemara, Gzeira, lulav, Gzeira, Mishum, the Rabba. We said in Amud Aleph, on top of Amud Aleph, we're concerned that if you say you could shake a lulav on Shabbos, he's going to go outside in Rosh Hashanah and walk 4 hours to his Rebbe to ask him how to do Nusach Svar. Yachi, Arava Nami Nigzar. But Arava also, maybe he's going to go ask his Rabbi, what kind of bracha, what do you do? Arava, Shluchi Bezdin, Ha'isila. Nah, don't worry about it. Arava is taken care of from the Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash. They know what they're doing. You have the Kohanim, only Kohanim could go around, be makif, the Mizbeach. Why only a Kohen? Because Yisrael is not allowed in there. So only the Kohanim go around the Mizbeach like that. So, Shluchi Beis Ma'isilo, Lulav, Lakol, Masur. The concern is more for Lulav, that the Hamoinam, the entire nation brings Lulav, they're going to mess up. The Bezdin and the Beis HaMikdash won't mess up. They'll bring the Arava before Shabbos. They know what they're doing. The Kohanim are the one that, don't worry about it. Says the Gemara, Yachi. If there's zero concern that somebody's going to walk on Shabbos for Amos with an Arava, right? Even look at these pictures. You have these massive Aravas. I don't know, that's Chiyuv, but it's not like one little Arava you put on. The Gemara says soon, we're going to see. It was big Aravas. So, only the Bezin does this. Only the Bezin does it. So what's the concern? Yachi, kol yomin amin litchi. So why is it that the Arava only pushes off this final Shabbos day? If Shabbos falls out on 7, then it pushes it off. If Shabbos falls out on 6, you don't bring an Arava in Beis HaMikdash. Why not? There's no concern that you're going to go to the rabbi and walk 4 hours. Says the Gemara, Osi lefak puke belulav. People are going to say, look at this. Arava pushes off Shabbos on any day of the week, on any day of Yontif. Any day of Yontif, 6 day of Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you bring in Arava. Fifth day. Lulav only on day number 1 pushes off Shabbos. So what are people going to say? They're going to say that Lulav is a weak mitzvah. It's not as strong as the Arava. Okay. Now, by the way, in our days, so we don't push off Shabbos for Hoshanas. So do you say Hoshana as a commemoration to the Beis HaMikdash? And the fact that they walked around the on Shabbos. Or maybe not. So it's a massive, massive machloikis from all over the place. The Shulchan Aruch says that you just say the words, Hoshana. I think that's what we do today, a lot of us. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, and then I would understand that Lubavitch doesn't say it. The Chidah says not to say anything. The Vilna Gaon, a lot of times the Baal Tanya and the Gaon say the same thing. The Vilna Gaon explains, he says, in the Beis HaMikdash, if they didn't have Arava, they didn't just say words. So why would we just say words if we don't have the Arava? We're not allowed to hold the Arava. Okay. Anyways, it's a massive machloek, because you just know that there's a lot of menhagim in this. Fine. Weiter. Vilitchi b'yamtoiv rishon. Ask the Gemara. Okay. You only want to give it one Shabbos, one day, to commemorate the Arava, because you don't want it to be better than the Lulav. So why don't you put this Arava together with the Lulav and say, only when Shabbos falls out on the first day of Yontif, could you take the Arava? Why do you push them off to the 7th day of Yontif? Says Gemara, Le'imucha Milsa, Amri Lulav with the Kodachi. Nobody's going to realize that you're doing something special for Arava. You want to advertise the fact that Arava is a Doraisa, that they walked around the Mizbeach, in the Torah they said it, says it. Well, if you do it, together with the Lulav, they're going to say, you're pushing it off, pushing Shabbos off because you want to do a lulav. It just happens to be that you're just taking another arava with you also. So you want to make a special Shabbos that only the arava is being mechal Shabbos, so to speak, and say, look, the reason why you push off Shabbos is because it's a deraisa. Bilitchi b'chad mahanoch. So then have, you want to do a different day than lulav? Great. So do, what if Shabbos falls out on the fourth day of Yontif? So push that off. Why dafka 7? Where did you get the number 7? Says the Gemara, keeping the Gemara is the Mirishan Ukmashvi. We wanted to set a special day. 7 and 1. 1 and 7. We don't want to say, oh, whenever Shabbos falls out. Special day. Yochi oyna nami lidchi. Now, how come in our day, today, we don't do arava? We should push off. Why? Says the Gemara, anan lo yedino b'kibu adiyarcho. And again, chutz la'aretz, we don't know about, should we do this again? We can't push off Yontif. We can't push off for our Rava in our days, because we have no idea when Yontif started. Maybe Yontif started on this day right over here. I mean, Rosh Chodesh was on this day, so therefore Yontif is over here. Or Rosh Chodesh was over here, and Yontif starts over here. Therefore, we cannot push off a Shabbos. We don't know when the 7 fell out. Maybe 7 is not 7. Maybe it's 8. Says Gemara, inu di yadi b'kibu di yarcha litchi. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they're b'kim in the calendar, or not that they're b'kim in the calendar, sorry. They're b'kim, they know when Rosh Chodesh happens because they live in Eretz Yisrael. They're right there where it happened. Even if they're a few hours away, a few kilometers away, they'll figure it out in a day or two, but they know when Yom Tov starts. Says the Gemara. They should push it off. So I want to point out something here. A very important thing. A lot of people ask, why is it that in America, in Chutz La'aretz, in England, all these places, in Australia, I see somebody in Australia here. Why is it Robert driving around? Where is he, Robert? I don't seem to know. But anyway, why is it that we keep 2 days, we have a calendar, we know exactly when Yontif starts, begins, ends, the whole thing. So there's a question from the Rishonim. It says in Gemara Beitza, which Be'ezer Hashem Rabbi, so we're about to start in 2 weeks. It says over there that today we are Bucky in a calendar. We know. Over here it says we don't know. In Bava, we don't know when the calendar. So the answer is that the Gemara in Beitza is going according to those days after Hillel was misaken a calendar. He figured out the calendar, he said this is it. And where it says by us, that we don't know when Yontif starts, or when Rosh Chodesh is, therefore we don't know when Yontif, so we didn't have the calendar. So then the question is, but if we have a calendar, then why do we do 2 days Yontif? Everybody's question. This is the sugi right here. The answer is, we'll probably see it again, Bates and all that. The answer is, because when Hillel made the calendar, he did it on condition that we don't change anything, that we keep the 2 days. He was worried that we're not going to have a calendar, whatever the reason is, whatever his reasoning was. He said, I'm going to teach you a trick. I know how to figure out the calendar. I'm going to tell you the calendar. But I want you to keep the same chumras that you had before in Chutz La'aretz of the 2 day Yontif. That's what the Ritva explains. By the way, another very interesting Shiloh. Oh, we don't have time for this. So we got to go weiter. But I'll just say, Bekitzur Nimrod, a lot in Eretz Yisrael, which is not in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, is it considered like Chutz La'aretz or not? So if somebody goes there for Yontif, for any Yontif, does he keep 1 day, 2 days? And even if we say that it's within Eretz Yisrael, there's another problem. Because the Edom never got there. Edom always went to say testimony. We know where they went. They went to Tzfat. They went here. But they never went to Eilat. So maybe even if it's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered 2 days. I never heard of anybody doing 2 day Yontif over there. But it seems like there are a lot of Achroinim who hold they have to do 2 day Yontif in Eilat. I'll just tell you that my Chavrusa will never go to Eilat because he won't leave Eretz Yisrael. And for other reasons also. Ki asa rabbi mechon atuch nechoyse amri. So, oh sorry, jumped. Kiyosa Barhadio Omar Loi Ikla. So Barhadio says, I'll tell you why. We never let Shabbos fall out on the seventh day of Yom Tov. Because of this reason, we don't want people to start getting confused and saying, does push off, doesn't push off, look, there is no Arava, the whole point is the show. So, Bezman HaZeh, we don't allow it. When Chachamim see that's about to fall out, they'll add another day to the calendar. They'll add another day to Rish Chodesh and make sure that Shabbos never falls out on 7. He also Ravin, B'chol Nechaisi Army. And Ravin, when he came and all those who left Eretz Yisrael went down to Bavel, and the Rishonim say that that's when there's a lot of confusion in Torah, and that's why there's a lot of machlaikas in Ikla V'loi Dachi. It's not true. It does fall out. The 7 day does fall out on Shabbos, and you do not bring an Arava. Velokashio. Why? Why not? Why is Arava not push off Shabbos? We have to advertise the fact today. Is it a raiso? Omar Rabbi Yosef man leimelon darava bin Atila. Who told you what they did in the Beis Hamikdash? Perhaps, who said that this picture is right? That they, let's see if the picture, no, even in this picture, you see that they weren't holding the Arava. The Arava was just up against the Mizbeach. Maybe that's what happened. And if that's what happened, then you're not commemorating it today by holding. Why should you hold it? We don't have a Mizbeach, eh? So there's nothing to lean it up against. There's no commemorating. And to hold it is not what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. So that doesn't push off Shabbos. It says that a lulav and arava could be 6 or 7 days. My love, kill lulav. So puts it together. Lulav and arava. Ma lulav bin atila v'arava. Since the two words go together, l'chayra, it's the same action. So just like lulav, you're holding it. So too, arava, you're holding it. Maybe it seems like in the Beis Hamikdash, they did hold the arava. Midiria, who told you such a thing? Okay, this is not true. Lulav they held. Arava they didn't hold. Who told you? It's not a proof. Okay, I'll give you another proof, says Abaya. It says, one time, 7 times. What does times mean? If you're leaning Arava on a Mizbeach, it's not a time, it's not one time, it's not 2 times. It's, obviously we're talking about Hakafas, like on Simchas Torah, 7 times going around. My la Barava, loy belulov. Okay, no Raya, because we're talking about a lulov. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua Barava. Oh, but what about Rav Avua said Arava? Okay, good for him. He said Arava. But no, I mean a Belulav. I say it's not talking about Arava, it's talking about Itmar Rebbe Lazar Oimer Belulav. Okay, so now we have a little machlokes. Rebbe Lazar says, talking about a Lulav, like the Gemara answered, Rav Shmuel bar Nosson Omer Mechanino bar Rava. So we have a problem. And Omalei Rava le Rav Yitzchak Berei de Rabbi Rechano, Rava said to Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Rechano, Bar Uriya, your Ben Taira, Ta'im Avloch, I want to tell you something beautiful your father used to say. It says that every day of the 6 days of Yontif, they would go around the Mizbech one time. In the final day of Yontif, 7th day of Yontif, 7 times like we do in a Shana Rabbah. It's with a lulav. It could be, that's why. You would ask yourself a question. So how come we do Hakafas and Ishanas? We don't hold the Arava. Like we should do like Ishana Rava. We should hold a bunch of... The answer is maybe because of this Gemara. Belulav. The Rishonim are not exactly clear. Seems from Rashi. That's what they... From this, it was a Belulav. And that's why today we commemorate Belulav. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach, Chavi, you just woke up my whole family. Shkoyach. I'll leave it on for a minute. Thank you. Kantarovich. What's that, Rav Kantarovich? Shalom Aleichem. New face on Zoom. Where are you from? From England? Tel Sion. Shalom Aleichem. How are you doing? Your first time on Zoom? Your first time?
No, I'm a month here.
On Zoom?
Every day.
Psee! Wow, I'm out of it. I'm pushed out of it. Sorry.
Hey.
Givaldik. Mark, you recognize Kantorovich?
Absolutely.
I'm Stama Fool. Okay, sorry. When did you start?
You have to, like, once a month, you have to stay home and give the shiur from home so you can see who's here. When you're in the basement, you should miss.
Who's this guy, Dvir Nedwin? Is he new?
He's new.
Oh, he's been around.
He's a Chicagoan.
He's been around for 2 years.
He's
a Chicago boy, too. He is. Oh, Nathan Harris, tell me that he's new. I don't recognize him. Nathan, Shalom Aleichem. How you doing? Mark, how am I with Nathan? Did I get that right or no?
I think so.
Okay. Whew. Avrumi Leibovitz is on for 3 years. I'm not kidding. He's on 3 years. I don't know about Zoom, but on YouTube, he's on for 3 years.
You met my son in the
5,000. Oh, Givaldik. Oh, he looks familiar. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. What's his first name?
Yaakov.
Did he take a picture?
Yaakov Erez.
Remind me, who is he? What is he? What do you say? You said he's Atzala?
He's Atzala, yeah. He's, also, my brother-in-law, Barry Schleifer, is on for many years.
Oh, got it.
My brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
In the town, how you doing?
Fine, Baruch Hashem. How are you, Jack?
Long time.
I see you all the time.
Yeah, I don't notice you all the time.
You
don't recognize you.
No, I very rarely turn my camera on.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Chaim Snow, I got the new camera. I got everything. Everything is good. Baruch Hashem, it's here in Eretz Yisrael. With the lens, with the 100-400 Sony lens.
Is that the Chaim Snow from the Lower East Side?
It's Chaim Snow. His father is a famous Rav in Borough Park.
Oh,
the Chaim Snow you're talking about is my uncle.
Right, right.
Chaim, did you hear the story? You heard the beautiful story from Yisrael Goldstein and the lens? You heard?
No.
So the 100-400 lens is out of stock for 6 weeks. So he calls up.
Fine, yeah.
He calls up B&H. He says, listen, I have this guy, I go to his shir, he just ordered the lens, it's on 6 week, 4 to 6 weeks. Do me a favor, make sure it happens. So the guy says, what's your Magid Shir's name? He says, Eli Stefanski. He says, Eli Stefanski, Satmar Chosid, I do the shir also. next day, the lens was in my house the next day. Hello, because you can't say it. Hello, you can't say it. You want to ruin the surprise on YouTube.
No,